Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Rock Rewind Review. I'm Jay.
I'm Mel.
It's been a minute.
It has.
Yeah, what's going on? We had some stuff, right?
Oh man, life is life.
Yeah, it's more just like scheduling stuff. Wasn't that even like a really weird...
No, no like trauma, no, yeah, just...
Trauma or drama?
Either one, none of that, just...
It's kind of same shit, different toilet, right?
Yeah, just things not lining up exactly as we needed them to.
True, both have lives, very busy.
Correct.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't really hit my stride yet. I'm only like 26. So. That's a joke, everyone.
If you saw the troll across from me, you would know that was the
fucking troll. Oh, okay.
Hey, I'm a fat, fat ass who needs a forklift. You can be a fucking troll.
Episode 5, Mel Strikes Back. Oh, wait, that's Star Wars Episode 5.
Is that Jabba the Hutt? Isn't that the big fat one?
You tell me.
I don't know.
You fucking fat genius.
It's my kin.
Your what?
It's my kin. We're related.
Kin?
Kin.
Kin who?
Kin. K-I-N.
Like, oh, we're, like family.
Like, yeah, like we're related.
Oh.
Not like Ken and Barbie. Like,
well, that's what I thought.
Oh, Christ.
Sorry.
No, yeah, get it together, you troll. See, if you weren't under bridges all the time, you'd fucking come out every once in a while.
That's a podcast. There's not even any lights on in here. I didn't pay them this month.
Thank God.
Woo. All right, so hi, everyone. How's it going? It's great here. If you want to get into the fucking troll lines, that's 667-755-1026. 667-755-1026. Shout out your favorite troll. And we'll be here.
Yes.
So, tonight.
What are we talking about?
Well, it's kind of broad.
It's abroad? Oh, we're not talking about chicks. All right, go ahead.
Oh, we can.
I mean, I'm down.
There was a chick ban episode I wasn't a part of.
Shut up.
Which could have been a lot better, I will say. Shout out you know who. I know you still listen.
If it's you, you know it's you.
That's right.
Anyway.
Unsubscribed. And no, so tonight, late 90s, early 2000s, if you guys are about it, if you're into the show, you already know, it's going to come down to it. So there was like this weird, maybe for like 1 or 2 years, and it was kind of, just to give an example, like Marilyn Manson's like Mechanical Animals, right? So that was weird. It was like space rock, weird David Bowie-esque, like
industrial rock.
Industrial, yeah. Not so much like.
I don't know. In my research, it was industrial rock, synth pop.
Synth pop, yeah. I'll give you that. Not so much like industrial, like.
And just
Trent Reznor or like Gravity Kills or something like that, but like more like electronic. So you had, I don't know, what was one of the bangers? It was like, I guess like Orgy, right? So. Oh.
So to me, what I'm hearing is like emo. Like that's what I'm picturing in my head. Like those.
No.
Okay. That's what I, when I hear those terms, that's what I think of.
Well, okay. We can do an emo show, but this isn't it. I mean, you can research that in your free time.
Okay.
So maybe when you hear it, you'll know that it's not like, you know, typical, like,
I don't know, maybe we should compare definitions of emo.
I don't even want to
on our
start
free time.
That.
No, not now.
No, because the listeners, no, I don't even want to get into it.
Okay.
Because the listeners are going to kill us.
No.
Especially the emo fan listeners. Anyway, this is Orgy from their sophomore follow-up album to Candy Ass. This is Fiction, in parentheses, She Dreams in Digital. And that's from Vapor Transmission. So this is what we're talking about. This style of music. And you guys might remember this. I don't know, it's very futuristic. Lots of robots and synthetic people. And I will say that suit Jay Gordon has is hot. Mel has her hands over her lips, and she's speechless. No idea why. Cat got your tongue?
Nope.
Or does Jay Gordon have your eyes?
Oh, that's what it is.
Is it?
No.
So, we've done this before, and there's been some legit songs we've listened to discuss. And the singers are legit fucking trolls. And you're like, oh my God. I just flooded the basement.
Why do I sound... You're making me sound like I sound like a man.
You're a troll. I don't know.
No, I'm not the troll.
Long story short. Anyway. Jay Gordon's 6'9". He's impossibly handsome. He is the greatest fucking clear lip gloss of all time.
I think it's a slight pastel pink, if we have to be honest.
But. Well, that's even better. He's the best hair wax on the planet. I gotta get with him and see what it is. So
hair,
shout out. If
hair
you guys,
treatment.
If you know how to get a hold of Jay Gordon and or his hair treatment. Yeah, shoot us a text at 667-755-1026. Speaking of orgy, they got some new
shit. I thought you were going to tell me something interesting.
Oh.
Because I thought you were going to tell me a story about orgy, and I was going to counter with, no? Okay, that's not what we're doing.
No. Right.
Okay.
No, the band.
That's another show. That's my show. Okay.
Yeah, there's a time and place for everything. It's called college. Oh. Right. That was a long time ago. But yeah, anyway, they got a new record. It's going to come out at some point, but they have a single that dropped in January of 23.
Correct.
Orgy Empty. And we're going to hear that now.
So this is the new one.
This is the new one. Empty. The title track from their new record that's not yet released, Empty. Get to the hook. Your thoughts, Mel?
Okay, so to be completely honest, as I always am, what this makes me think
just
of...
Just lie to the listeners, please.
No, I don't. This makes me think of Spin Class. Like, there's some pretty wackadoodle songs that the instructor will pick to play to, like, you know, like, bring the energy up and bring the energy down and, like, you know, there's whatever. And then they scream, like, pump harder on the hill or whatever.
Sure, sure.
I have no idea why, but that's what this song makes me think about. It doesn't sound to me at all like what you just played previously from their older album, but this makes me think of Spin Class. So does that mean that the band is aging with me because I'm doing spin at 5 a.m.? Or, like, I don't know. What's happening?
I don't know. I have a mountain bike. Trees don't move. I just get out there. I don't have somebody yelling at me. I don't need that. Set my own pace. But I can see what you're saying. It is the up and down. And to that, to your point, it is more like dancey,
poppy?
Or like exercise, yeah. Or like poppy, right? So it's...
Does that mean the edge fell off?
It's not the orgy I'm used to.
Me neither. So, anyway.
Correct. The band.
Right, okay. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Right.
I'll have to give it a couple more spins. Again, we're just hearing this. It's brand new anyways. But
it's not bad.
But he's like voice tuning, like... He doesn't need that. Like, he already has, like, a fantastic voice. Like, I mean, that's opinion.
The voice isn't terrible on this or the old stuff. It's not. It wasn't the voice.
So you didn't like the old stuff at all?
It's not.
I mean, there's no wrong answer.
Well,
it's,
I know.
The review.
Correct.
Right?
I wouldn't say it was the voice. It was more of the electronic... music.
This is too much.
Yeah, it was just overwhelming. Yeah. This, though, doesn't doesn't do that for me, and it doesn't even seem like it's the same band. Like I seriously want to go to Spin, or I want to go to Spin and tell my instructor, hey, there's a new song that we can listen
to. You should get this in your shit.
Yeah, this should be our 5:20 jam. Oh, okay. When it's 5:20 a.m., we should be listening to Empty by Orgy.
Who the fuck is even up at 5:20 a.m.?
Lots of people.
Hey, shout out to those that used to listen to the Overnight Rewind. Oh, yeah. That was almost sometimes breaking news because it was so early.
A lot of times it was.
Or super late.
To be fair.
To be fair.
It was oftentimes breaking news.
You may hear that again at some point. It may come back. Yet to be told. Anyways, final thoughts?
I mean, they're okay.
Orgy as a whole?
Yeah, okay. Like, not going to seek you out, but not going to turn you off. And definitely meet you at my Spin bike. I'm usually on the left-hand side of the studio.
All right. I can meet you halfway on that. Like, I like the older stuff a lot. Like, the song we heard underneath was obviously from their second record, Vapor Transmission. But Candy Ass, that record, there's no skips on that. When it came out, at least, like, it, maybe to me at this point, it's nostalgic. I did just scan across something. It was the 25th anniversary release of Candy Ass. And I'm like, wow. I do remember riding around in the car and, like, listening to that, like, you know, like my mom's CD player or whatever. Like,
it's an antique.
I still have the actual disc.
Definitely an antique.
And I think it was the first version of it because it got re-released on a different label like the next year. Do you also remember when American Eagle used to have CDs?
Yes.
So I don't remember which volume it was, but it was sometime probably in 99 or 2000. Orgy's Stitches, which is the second track on Candy Ass, was on that American Eagle CD.
Well,
and then you never heard anything like that on any other stuff because they got complaints. It was too hard.
So is Orgy like one of the pioneers of this genre, would you say? Like,
I wouldn't say maybe a pioneer, but they were they were one of the first, but not maybe the first.
Okay.
But maybe the most like mainstream. So you might want to think of like, if you run it back to like Videodrome, which is like a who's who kind of like that genre.
Okay.
I guess of what we're talking about. What was the one that the genre that you liked that I agreed with you the most on? Space rock or synth rock or
synth pop.
Synth pop. Yeah. Synth pop. And excuse our ignorance. Could have probably done more research, but
it's also
it's not really a genre so much as it is a time period.
Agreed. And because it seems like no one can label it. Like, every time I researched even the same band and went to multiple sites, they were still being called different things, or it was like tag after tag after tag of different genres, and it was exactly. Like, I don't...
But the people that know, the listeners that are out there that are, like, want to hear this, that are... I mean, if we look at our, like, data and our demographics, it's mostly people our age is the biggest percentage of people that listen to this. So obviously, like... So 25 years ago, they were into the same shit as I was.
Right.
Well, maybe not you, but...
No.
Me, at least. Shout out, Kesha.
She doesn't use her dollar sign anymore, by the way.
Oh, that's smart. Mm. Wow. What happened?
She grew up.
She just missed that on the keyboard?
She grew up.
Oh, forgot to hit shift. But yeah, so like... I don't know. Here we go. Videodrome.
Oh.
They may be one of sort of the pioneers. You may recognize a voice in this.
Okay.
If you do, you can shout us out at therockrewindreview.com or
therockrewindreview@gmail.com.
There you go.
And don't ask me the phone number because I only have the first three digits and the last four memorized at this point.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the phone number you have to call to get paid. That's 667-755-1026.
That's why I can't go to spin class anymore. Because right. I'm broke.
Yeah, tell Marco what's up. Shout out. So these guys were kind of really inventive. And they're sort of like the who's who. There's a lot of people in this band over the time. And like that were like already famous. It's very Guy Ritchie-esque.
The video. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Oh, by the way, this is a video drone. Tie Jonathan down. And that's Ty as in T-Y, like the lead singer's name. And Jonathan as in... Well, no spoilers.
There he is.
There you guys have it. You can check it out on your free time. It's a video drone. They get a ton of stuff. Hit or miss?
So are you going to tell us who the Jonathan is?
Oh, that'd be Jonathan Davis.
And he's from? Little
Korn,
band called...
with a K and a backwards R.
There you go. Yeah, okay.
I think.
Thanks, yes.
Yeah, a little band called Korn. Yeah.
I like his voice a lot, I got to say.
Okay.
Speaking of voices... It's weird. I've heard this song all of 3 times, and like his portion of the song, I almost have memorized because I like it that much.
Okay, Sling Blade. Oh wait, he wasn't super smart, was he?
Nah, I don't know.
Well, we can't go beyond saying that.
Who am I to judge?
I don't know. It's 2023.
Nope.
You can't.
Nope.
You're not allowed.
Nope. No
not
judgment.
Allowed.
No judgment zone.
Nope. Be whoever you want. Truly, I'm fine with that.
I don't care.
I don't either. So, Videodrome.
And there's
was great.
Yes, agreed.
But nobody ever really like heard of them. Like Jonathan Davis is already famous. Like Korn's first record dropped in like '94. Chutes and Ladders. It had all these other crazy songs on it, like bagpipes and all that stuff. Like what they're famous for. Like when they came out. And I don't know if there was like. It's even better now than it was then. But I remember being 14 years old and that thing came out and I was like. This changed my life, my mind. So this came out in 99. He's already 5 years beyond that. 2 or 3 records in, because Life is Peachy was out, which is their second record. Sophomore follow-up, shout out. He didn't need to do this, so it's like for funsies or like...
He believed in it.
Or he just, it was, yeah, literally he believed in it or it was just for fun, which is...
Or somewhere in between.
But yeah, like... I mean, obviously, I don't know him, but, like, I've seen him live in concert a bunch of times. Talked about it before on the show in his hometown. And, like, he's really just about the music and the fans. And, like, if people want to hear him, then they want to hear him.
Right.
And we can hear him right now.
That sounded very, very, very Marilyn Manson-y, which I just made up. That very end piece, the vocals of the very end piece.
Maybe, but that was like the Thai guy at the end.
Yeah.
He's been in other bands too. Like you can check out his stuff too, which is just as good. I think it's very in the same vein. It's around the same time. And I think if you enjoyed this or any of the show, then you might enjoy that too. Which brings us to our next band that...
Is lesser known of the same genre.
I think it might, at least in my opinion, it might be... A little, like, I mean, 2% more known than Videodrome.
I like how you gave it a numeric value. Wow. 2%.
Well, you have to quantify it,
oh,
right?
Okay.
So that's a $3 word.
And you're going to quantify and qualify?
How many fucking pennies you got in that cup still?
37.
Yeah, it's full of pens. Just give me like 2 pens. We'll
no, you can have all the change you're getting.
Shout out ink. If anybody has any spare ink.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm fresh out of pens. Anyway, this next band... Deadzy. This is their also sophomore follow-up record.
Maybe that's the show.
Called Commencement.
Maybe that's the show. It's all about the sophomore albums.
Maybe.
So, yeah. All right.
Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
All right, bring it in.
Come on. I got the key to Commencement Park. I like the song. Didn't know it was them, though.
You have heard it before.
I have heard the song, but I didn't know it was Deadzy.
That's my house key.
It's everybody's house key.
Not this house, my other house.
That's what I'm saying. Like, literally, the whole world has a house key.
The guy's name is Carlton Megalodon.
I saw that. There's P. Exeter Blue.
So that's his fucking fake made-up name. Yeah. What's his real name?
Elijah Blue Allman.
And Allman as in, like, Allman Brothers?
As in Greg.
Oh.
Is his daddy.
Who's his mom?
Oh, she's one of my favoritos. It's my girl, Cher.
I'm sorry, what? Favoritos? Oh, I thought you said reach. I can't say that.
No, I didn't say that.
No.
She's anyway, his mom is one of my favorite singers, who is Cher.
Oh.
And his father is Greg Allman.
Of the Allman Brothers.
Correct. And his real name is Elijah Blue Allman, but he goes by P. Exeter Blue the first.
Okay. Fair enough.
Get fancy.
I guess he has the key to Gramercy Park.
Well, that's the song title.
He's 75 keyboards. And he plays guitar with a band-aid. He looks exactly like...
If you know who his parents are and you put them together, that's exactly what he looks like.
But this is the type of music that that kid would play because nobody knew that they fucked.
It was her second husband.
For 5 minutes?
I don't know. I don't know her personally, but it was her second husband.
Well, I mean, he... Never mind. Yep. Not going to say the rest of that.
Just leave that.
I'm going to leave it right there. It died on the table.
Rip.
I don't know.
Rip.
Rip.
Right on the table.
Ripping and vipping.
VIPing?
Maybe. Your thoughts?
I like it. I like it. I knew I've heard this song, but I had no idea who or what the band's name was that sang it. And I sure as hell didn't know that the lead singer was the spawn of Cher and Greg Allman.
No one did.
Well, now you do.
Maybe that was the point.
Mm. On another note, my watch just told me I need to get up and told me I haven't stood in a while.
Well, the forklift isn't here yet.
Oh, shit.
Just to circle back. I'm a troll. You need a forklift. And we need a break. And we're going in.
Maybe this is why I need a forklift, because I don't stand often enough.
This is a laugh track outro, guys.
Sorry, not sorry.
Going on Smoko. We'll be right back. Adios.
If I can get there.
I'm going to cut Mel off right now, so if you don't hear any more laughing, it's because I've muted her. Hey guys, welcome back. I'm Jay, and Mel's still here.
Mel's here.
And we're talking synth pop. Want to take a call?
Yeah.
And if you guys want to get in, that's 667-755-1026, 667-755-1026. I believe we're going to the phones right now. Line 3. Art. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to Rock Rewind Review. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Who do we have tonight?
This is Art from California.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Big time fan. Big friend of the show. I'm Jay. And,
friend of the show, yeah.
You can hear somebody laughing over there.
That's what I do.
Oh, that's Mel, huh? All right.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey,
nice
so,
to talk to you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for calling in.
Anytime.
Yeah, so we're talking bands that maybe people forgot about or also... You know, that like weird space glam rock era of like the late 90s, early 2000s?
New metal, synth metal, all that type of awesome jazz, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Like maybe, you know, like some Orgy, Mechanical Animals, that kind of stuff.
Gramercy Park, that was, who was that, Jake?
Dead Sea.
Dead Sea, yeah. Dead Sea was amazing.
Holy shit. Obviously, you were listening to the first segment while you were on hold, but It's basically exactly what we just talked about.
We had Dead Z, we got Orgy, Videodrome, that whole little niche of music, man. It's like the new metal of like emo, you know? Emo had like that 2 years of like all these bands, like new metal had that like 2 years of just awesome, awesome one hit, freaking awesome wonders like Edema. Remember Edema?
Yeah, it's Jonathan Davis's little half brother.
Tried to get his little.
No, that's true.
Five minutes of fame from Bakersfield.
Yeah. I think I talked about it maybe in season one. Like, I saw Korn, not Edema, I know that's what you brought up, but in Bakersfield, their hometown, and they absolutely blew the roof off the dump. It was fantastic. Yep. It was at the Rabobank Arena.
Yep. Been there, seen them there. Won't go back because I got arrested one time there, but that's another.
That's a whole other show. That's a whole other show.
That's a whole other show, yeah.
Was that when it was like, I'm going to shoot you in the fucking face, end quote?
Yep, that was it, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that story. That's crazy, yeah. Dude.
Yeah, man, this is the great metal scene era time frame.
Yeah, so that's what we're getting into. That's what we're getting into tonight, and I'm glad you called because you might be just as much of an expert, maybe as, I don't know, me.
Not me. Not me.
Well, I didn't say you. No.
Well, grab your pen, grab a piece of paper, press record.
I always take notes. I always take notes. I'm a good note taker. That's, you know, that's how we stay focused over here.
Yeah, and if you just see pics of the notes, you can see a whole bunch of like extra show stuff, and that's at patreon.com/therockrequiredreview. But no, so you brought up Orgy. And
no, he brought up Dead Sea.
Well, which is what we're listening to right now, underneath.
Yeah,
I don't know if you can
hear that good. If I sound like stuffy, it's because I just got done being down with the sickness, like fucking disturbed. But,
oh damn, dude.
Man, it hit hard.
Nice plug. It hit
hard. Shout out, Pfizer.
Draymond. Yeah. Yeah. So. Dead Z, Orgy, all those guys, like they're kind of just, you know, one big melting pot of one hit. Now, I wouldn't put Orgy in a one hit wonder. I mean, maybe as a casual listener, but they've had a few, you know.
Great. Yeah, like Mel didn't even really like hear of them until tonight. So they had a record in 2004, Punk Static Paranoia. And there's a song in there that, like, she was like, dude, this is fucking real. And I'm like, all right. Let's roll with it. And it was really good. And I totally forgot all about that record because I think it was sort of like an EP because it's only like a really long EP. It's like eight songs, like maybe like a split EP. But
yeah,
I don't know if you remember anything from it, but it was pretty good.
Is that more the Beautiful Disgrace? Is that the song?
That's exactly the song.
Thank you.
Which is it's kind of a ride too because it's like 4 minutes and 15 seconds. But we'll put it on for you.
Yeah, you might like Candy Ass album though a little better.
Well,
or like the Fiction, Dreams, and Digital. Those were all great.
Yeah, man. Vapor Transmission.
That was Vapor Transmission. Yeah, that was after, right? The sophomore follow up.
Oh my God! You two even speak the same.
I said exactly the fucking same.
Like literally verbatim. Like said yes. Sophomore album to the follow up too. Like yeah.
Yeah. Let's see, what else is awesome about them? They're they toured on the Family Values tour in the late 90s, right? They were like on the original Family Values tour. When you say like that, when I think about Orgy and I think about them, I think about Family Values, like names like Rammstein, Ice Cube, Incubus, Korn,
Limp Triscuits.
And Orgy, like you can't get any one of those bands to play together without, you know, like headlining. Like that is crazy. If you went back in time and went to that show, like Rammstein just sold out the Coliseum for like 2 days. That's ridiculous, right? I mean, Ice Cube was Ice Cube. Incubus was like a brand new band. They only had their first album out and they sounded way different back then.
Yeah, that was in like, what, like 2000?
Yeah. Can you imagine? Like, who would have thought? Like, we're old.
Dude, it's well, only in your mind.
It's funny because like I was pulling up like Orgy Candy Ass and it was like 25th anniversary edition. I'm like, yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, I saw Incubus last year like for like, I don't know, how umpteenth time. I got really good tickets and then Brandon's hair is like all white. He's got like white like in his dreads now. I was like, aw.
Aw, he needs some Just for Men.
I know, man. Just for dreads.
Just for dreads.
Yeah. Jesus. Good one. Good one. Like it. Like
Keith Hernandez over here. Plugging the fucking Just for Dreads.
Yeah. But, yeah, man. I mean, when you talk music like that, you talk our era. We could go on all night. We usually do.
Yeah, all night. Forever. But so you brought up Orgy. I don't know if you ever heard of this place. I mean, it might be close to you. I'm not really sure. You said you're calling from California, right?
Yeah.
It's a big state. So, Whiskey A Go Go? You ever heard of that?
Yeah, it's a famous out here, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. We may have been there together at some point. I don't know.
Yeah.
But Orgy, they got a new record coming out. It's called Empty. It's been out for
a while. Is it coming out or did it come out?
They got a single out right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's right. They just released the song. That's what I was getting.
In an audio only format, Mel just did a thumbs down. But it was only single.
Didn't like it.
It was only a single thumbs. So if it's two thumbs, I don't really care. I'm here for it. But Friday, March 24th, 2023, doors at 6 at the Whiskey. That's 8901 West Hollywood Boulevard, WeHo, California. You can get in as little as $25. That's the fucking general admission.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, if you're at the Whiskey and you're, you know, $25, anything other than $25 show, you know.
Hey, but here's the thing. Barstool table for two on the balcony. I think you've probably been there. That's going to cost you a fucking one bill, dude. $100.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. Even Mel agrees, and she fucking hates everything about this.
For a band like Orgy, you know, they pretty much charge the same thing for, like, you know, Battle of the Bands with Brendan Fraser, you know, Airhead.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know,
like bands like that, like the same stuff.
But shout out Joe Mantegna.
Yeah. Shout out Adam Sandler, drummer.
Right. Joe Mantegna stole the show on that. Because he's the DJ, dude.
Yeah, he's that DJ.
yeah, right.
But yeah, man, that's awesome. I mean, I'm almost positive to hit that show up.
Well, here's the other thing. You get two more options. 4-person VIP booth on main floor includes admission for 4 and $100 bar credit for 500. And then you have the big boy.
Solid drinks in LA.
Right? That's like what? 2 drinks?
Yeah. 2 solid drinks. Double, maybe.
Right. For 2 people.
That's not a bad price, man.
No, and then 6-person VIP booth on the main floor includes, again, admission for 6 and $100 bar credit. That's $650. That'd be U.S. for all our international listeners. Awesome. By the way, we're in 12 countries now.
That's 45 Deutschmark, 80 euro.
Banker.
Get it right for everybody.
Yeah, he just does like currency cram, conversions.
Yeah, 22,000 dinar. 45 million pesos.
That's what I was going to say, 75 million pesos.
Yeah.
Shout out, Mexico.
Start getting them together now.
But anyway,
yeah.
I'm tempted to get on a plane.
Let's do it, man.
Well, we've talked in the past on the show. You go to like what, 25, 30 shows a year and then at least 2 or 3 festivals a year, right?
Yeah, I'm getting in my older age. You know, we're in our 40s now, so I'm trying to slow down. Maybe, you know, 15 solid shows and one or two festivals.
So I was close.
I'm thinking about limiting it down to like one this year. Going to do the Metallica double show, so I'm going to make that like the festival. Unless I got into the sick new world, because I put in for I'm talking all kinds of. Can you guys cuss? No, I'm talking all kinds of bloop here. Cause like I'm trying to get tickets to a festival as we speak. The sick new world.
Hey Art, why don't you just
out, dude. Right?
No, we could beep you. No, it's the show is like it's coded.
I definitely put the explicit label on it when I publish it.
And it's not for everybody, and everybody knows that. So, but since you go to so many shows, there's some bands that are playing, I guess, opening prior to Orgy. I've never heard of one of these. I'll read them off to you. Maybe you can help us out and our other listeners. So I'll start at the bottom. She looks like a straight-up porn star, and this very well may be. I did zero research on this. I don't know. Her name is Sarah Orloff.
No.
Okay.
Never heard of her.
Next, we have Gordo.
Gordo? Nope.
Blaze Francisco.
No, that's Goro. My bad.
Yeah, no, I know that, but Gordo. Blaze Francisco. Nah. The God Bombs.
Dead God Bombs. Sounds such intriguing.
They look cool.
Yeah, the picture. Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, and you can check that out on ticketweb.com/orgy. Dead Fervor. Crash Karma with 2 Ks. Rexy XO. And then Orgy. So there's going to be a whole bunch of people there that I won't know.
Yeah. That's okay, though. It's the whiskey, man. Like, just being there.
Yeah, it's fun, dude.
Awesome.
Yeah, between the venue and the nostalgia of being there and yeah, and then Orgy if you're a fan.
Yep. You can still smell River Phoenix's CK1 on him.
I was going to say his aftershave and his
CK1. Right out on the front of the store.
Nice.
Who is he seeing there?
Right. Yeah, that place is awesome.
Dinosaur Jr.
Right in the center of, you know, or west, I should say, of Hollywood, right there in the nice area. Man, I will go. I'm probably going to go to that show. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm probably going to go to that show because my fiance is super excited about Orgy. Like, she loves Orgy. Both seeing and that's such a dad joke.
I was going to say something, but I kept my mouth shut. I was being a good girl. I was going to do
Jay Gordon, man, he's got that classic, awesome voice. He's still 6 foot tall hunk. He could be.
He's still 6'9". He's gorgeous. I hope his lip gloss is on point.
Yeah, he has pastel lip gloss. And
he's a screw down haircut. It's so good.
Yeah.
You can't fuck up a name like Jay. I don't get it. But speaking of a sighting, fiance, that's news.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Yay.
7 years together, so.
Yeah, look at you, buddy.
Going to make an honest woman out of her, you know?
Oh, that's great. I'm happy for you. Congratulations.
Yeah, l'chaim.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
So, yeah, man, let's make it a date. Let's make it official. Let's do this on air, RRR. We'll get a 90s, 2000 throwdown. Nostalgia, freaking new metal, synth metal orgy show down here in California. Hopefully the weather will be good if you come.
I mean, it's going to probably be better than where I am.
I was going to say, it's not hard to beat.
It's not. Southern California, just it's like you went outside super and healthy. Set the thermostat for 72.
Dude, we've had like rain for like 10 days straight, man.
That's like crazy. 2 years of rain.
Yeah. Like 5 years of rain. That's nuts.
Yeah. Are you in a boat right now? Are you calling us from the sea?
The raft. It's floating.
I'm doing good. Yeah. Little houseboat here.
Mel's in the raft.
But yeah, it's super awesome talking to you guys.
Yeah, that's great. So we're going to get back in. Hey, thanks for calling in. And if you, listeners, Art got us at 667-755-1026. That's 667-755-1026. That's the Rock Rewind Review. You can hit us up wherever you find it. That's a lot of shit to type into Google. And it's going to be the only thing you're going to find.
And apparently Jay will be in California.
March 24th. That's a Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
RRR live.
So. That's right. You can find me at the Whiskey. Hey,
I'll fill in for you, Mel.
Okay. Sounds good.
Fuck yeah. Live and direct. I'll bring you a swag bag. All right. Thanks, Art. We'll see you, buddy.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys. Bye.
Bye.
And there he goes. All right. I think it's time for a break. What do you think?
I agree.
All right.
Oh, well, there's the lip gloss up close and personal. Did you see
that? You love it.
I do not.
Why do you hate him?
I just do.
Okay, why?
I don't know.
Is there, I mean, you got to give me a reason.
The lip gloss is weird. The voice isn't that great. I'm just saying.
I mean, Art said he had a great voice.
He did.
He did.
He called it classic, I think.
I think, well, I mean, it's classic at this point.
Yeah, because it's 25 years old. we're antiques.
All right. Well,
break time.
Yeah, we got to pay some bills and mostly to Marlboro because we're going to be on Smoko. So we'll catch you guys in a few. Laters. Hey guys, welcome back. After a quick break, it's the Rock Rewind Review. I'm Jay.
I'm Mel.
Unfortunately. No, it's a joke. She went in hard on me earlier. I won't return the favor.
Oh.
Just going to be nice.
I modeled How to Be Nice on episode 4, I believe it was.
Model prisoner?
No, not that.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Good behavior.
Parole. Sure.
Shout out. Free for the weekends. Right.
I only have to go to jail on weekends.
Release time.
Early.
Yeah. As it were. Working on it.
No, so we're talking, synth pop?
Yeah.
We're talking,
Some orgy. And Deadzy. And.
Yeah, Deadzy, we did that.
Yeah. But
we had a great call with Art about Deadzy.
Yeah.
And some other things. What a good listener. What a good friend of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out.
Art.
Callie.
Oh.
What's up?
I'm jealous.
Land of the Sunshine. But he said it...
Yeah, it was snowing.
Snowing and, like, raining.
Yuck. Dude, might as well be here.
Well, yeah.
I'm not going to California or living in California for that kind of shit-ass weather.
It's like, oh, hey, let me go to the fucking Land of the Sun and get snowed on.
Yeah.
Makes zero sense.
It does.
Right.
I've only seen flurries here this year. I don't think we've...
I think winter's, like, not a thing Maryland does anymore. It just gets cold, but I don't think there's any, like, weather.
Oh, that sucks. If it's going to be cold, it should have to snow. I think that should just be a rule.
Yeah.
And if the sun's out, it should be warm, period. None of this fake 50s bullshit.
Yeah, I'm fine with back and forth. It could be 80 and then say, oh, wait, that is what it happens, right?
Yeah, that's what we've been doing.
And then it snows, and yeah.
Yeah, then there's sleet or hail or whatever the difference
is. Something like that.
Yeah.
Shout out manual transmissions and rear-wheel drive cars.
Yeah, that was a fun ride home the other day.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Yeah.
Cool. So.
Oh, back to the topic.
Yeah. We're talking synth pop. What else you got?
Industrial rock?
Yeah, maybe.
Something to do with electricity. Electric something? I don't know.
I'm just going to leave you to that, and the listeners can decide what you're trying to figure. Is there some sort of cipher that you can post on the website that's the Rock Rewind Review at gmail.com? Actually, no.
It's the Rock Rewind Review.com.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Corrections.
They can go there.
Well, we don't do listener corrections anymore, and we know why. So we could do co-host
corrections. What was that bitch trying to say?
And a new segment from Mel is, what was that bitch trying to say? What were you trying to say, Mel?
I was trying to say that I thought the genre or whatever had something to do with electric. I don't know.
Okay, great. Yeah. Pulled it off.
Yep. That's me. Doing big things.
So anyway, so this is going to be a little bit weird.
Yeah.
For everybody. Myself included.
Close your eyes.
Yeah, just close your eyes, grit your teeth. Yeah, you know, just like sex.
It'll be over in a minute.
Yeah, it won't be long.
Especially if you're just with people I am.
Just be quiet. Yeah. Right. So it's the Rock Rewind Review.
Mm.
So we're doing a record that Mel's going to review.
Because she's gonna never heard it before.
Because she's never heard it before. I'm going to rewind it because I'm familiar with it. I'll see if it still holds up or stands up. Mel's going to decide if she likes it or not.
Right.
And she's going to review it.
And it's an orgy album, correct?
Correct. So we spoke to Art earlier.
We did.
And then prior to that, we talked about a lot of different bands. You brought up Deadzy. I think last episode, I even mentioned Mechanical Animals, I think falls into that, even though it's Marilyn Manson. It was quite a departure from what he had done up to that point and since. So,
yeah.
It is a weird, like, even Art said it the best, right? It's this weird two-year deal that music was that music and it can't exist anywhere else in the timeline of music.
Yeah, I think the way he put it was that it was more of a time period than it is a genre, I think is the way.
Yeah, yeah. No, and that's the best way to say it, too. And that's because there's no other way to say it.
I think this just became the We Love Art show.
I mean, it could be. Hi, guys. Welcome back to We Love Art. No, we do. And we love all of our fans equally. We love Art a little bit more because he actually calls and texts in and interacts with the show. So if you want to do that, there's several ways to do it. The best way is to get us on text or call live 667-755-1026, 667-755-1026. We will check those once weekly. Actually,
he has the phone. Again,
it's literally just sitting here.
Literally, disclaimer, I don't keep the phone.
Correct.
So if we're going to point fingers, make sure you know who to point at.
Hey, you want to do a text poll?
Okay.
Who keeps the phone, me or you?
Oh.
Yeah, if you want to be responded to sooner, vote yes for Mel. If you don't want to be responded to, you know, more than a week.
If you're willing to wait a month.
Yeah, that's stale coffee.
Your vote goes to Jay.
Right. I mean, it just sits there. Anyways, so Mel Hat was, so the record is, the band is Orgy.
Correct.
Right. So, and the record is Mel. You found this, I think, kind of on your own.
Yeah.
Or organically.
Yes. Yes. Punk, Static, Paranoia.
It's Static with a K.
Yeah.
Also Punk with a K.
Well, that's the common spelling for punk.
Yeah. Punk, common spelling, Static.
Not so much.
Yeah. Right.
And this is their third album.
It is.
So it's after the sophomore effort.
Oh, yeah, their sophomore follow-up. But it's kind of short, though. It's only like eight songs?
I think it's like, eight or nine, yeah.
Either way, there's some misses, there's some skips, and there's some bangers. Mm-mm. And to get all three of those on one record is quite a stretch.
Yeah, well. This is February 24th, 2004. This was dropped.
So nearly.
Oh, God.
19 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 19
That's
years
ago. Crazy.
Wow.
All right. So I guess we're going to go in. This is Mel's. And I will agree. I think this is one of the bangers. I remember this song, so I guess we'll just put it on right now for you guys. But I remember this whole record. So... Yeah, the first record was Candy Ass, then Vapor Transmission, and then you had to wait a couple 3 years to get Punk Static Paranoia. We got it. And as far as a review for me...
No, you're
rewind.
There you
I'm
go.
Rewinding.
You are rewinding.
I don't even... What show am I on?
The Rock Rewind Review.
Oh, got it. Yeah, it makes
all
more
parts.
Sense.
Yeah,
now.
All parts.
Thanks.
All
yeah,
parts.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I'm rewinding here.
Correct.
I think it's just as good as it was when I heard it the first time. It wasn't one of those that stayed in your CD player for a year. It didn't. It was only 8 songs. It was too quick. Some of the songs are long. Like, I mean, you're in it over 4 minutes sometimes. But this is one of the better ones.
Yeah, this is the first track on the album.
Correct. This is a hook. So anyway, you guys get to hear it. The good ones are good. The skips are the skips. The bad ones are, well, that's what they are. And those are just our opinions. I'm in no way a professional music critic.
I would like to share my opinion, if that's okay.
Oh, your review.
Yes.
Oh, well, let's hear it.
Well, okay, to be honest, this is, as the first track on this album, this is the first song I listened to, obviously, on. I didn't randomize it in any way. And... I liked it immediately, for whatever reason. But, and then, so I liked it immediately. It was already, like, got my check mark in my book. But after listening to the rest of the album, it got a check plus. Yeah.
I don't know what that means in your hand-scrawled stuff over there.
Okay. Well, it just means that it got better because everything else wasn't as good. Like, so we got a check because I liked it. But then after listening to the other songs, their ain't boosted this one's rating to a check plus.
But you weren't really an Orgy fan prior to...
No, but I listened with an open mind.
True. But you did like some of the stuff.
I did.
From Vapor Transmission.
Correct.
Candy Ass got a fucking two thumbs down zeros for you. Which I think that's their best
work. I know. No skips.
Right. Zero skips.
In your world. Yes. So this is the first song, Pure, on this album, and it's my favorite of what this album offers.
Pure Joy. Mm-hmm. Hi, welcome back to the Orgy Hour.
Are we still on this? Where are we? We're talking about the band, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Like a whole hour? Jeez.
Yeah, rated explicit.
Yes. Sorry. Always. Always get a mark.
We should top it off at the beginning with this might not be...
Everybody's cup of tea?
Yeah, it's not for everybody, it might not be suitable for all audiences. No. Parental discretion is advised.
Oh, wow. We should just get the label.
I mean, I think it's already right there on our hosting service.
Yeah, the little E.
Keep your C's down, keep your E's down.
It was one E, by the way. Anywho.
Well, anyways.
All right.
So you also liked this one, I think, right?
I don't know, because I can't. Even though I'm wearing my glasses.
You can't see it?
Oh, there it is.
You can't see the song?
I can see it now.
It's a little different.
Yeah. It sounds more of what I think of when I think of Orgy.
New metal?
Yes.
It sounds like a little video drone-y.
The reason I like this song is because... I don't know. There's something about the way he's expressing, like, I don't know, my stomach's in knots, and like, I don't know. It's, even though the song is called Vague, he's not being vague with how he feels and whatnot.
That's a good point. But it's some sort of time crunch. That sounds like
a stalker.
Restraining order. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe she just doesn't know how much he loves her.
Aw, that's sweet and scary.
Right.
Nobody wants that.
He just needs the courts to convince her. Oh, sorry, wait.
I like this part. Turn it up.
It's funny that this is like one of the ones that we picked. I remember this like from 2004. Not this was a skip to me.
Yeah, huh?
But now it's not.
Oh,
so
shit done changed.
Post Malone said it best. Mama, shit done changed.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, I guess I had to run it back, and like it's been some time. Well, we said nearly 20 years.
Yes.
So. Thank you for just discovering this, but also letting me rediscover it.
I thought it would be a good idea because it's not one of the ones that like we're not both doing the same thing.
Right. Like just hearing it for the first time. And so if you guys like this, the rewind and review segment at the same time, and it could be vice versa. I mean, it'd probably be mostly this format.
Right.
But something could be different. I don't know. I mean, if, I don't know, Kesha does something metal
right.
From 20 years ago that I've never heard.
Oh, well, I'm sure there's stuff out there that you probably, yeah.
There's some videos out there.
Oh, God. No, I like this.
So vague.
I don't really like, I'm still not a big fan of this type of, like, whatever, however you define this genre or this time period, I'm still not the biggest fan of like the music part of it.
And you could ask 1,000 people, you could ask 1,000 wikis, and they all have some sort of different genre how to define this.
Correct, which is pretty vague.
And I think, true, it is. It's a great song title, but I think Art really kind of really put a finer point on it with
the time period.
The time period is what it is. It's not necessarily so much a genre as it is a time.
I think that's very unique, and I think, and I'll have to think about it, but I think you'd be hard pressed to find another genre that would be more defined by time than by the type of music.
The only thing this I can think recently. Of is like, well, yeah, but I mean, like, even in history or historically, it's like,
yeah, I wasn't trying to go that far back. I was trying to think, like,
I don't mean like BCE, but okay. That's came up a couple times today. No, I just mean, let's say, for example, British Invasion, right?
Okay,
that was like probably, I guess, maybe 10 or 15 bands that were like top tier at the time,
right?
Is that the sound of the times, or is it the sound of the British Invasion, or is that just what people wanted to hear? It was pop. And I think it was all of those things.
I think,
and yeah. The industry was different at the time. But so you couldn't put the Rolling Stones or the Beatles or like the Monkees or any of those people in like a 2-year niche, like just that people forgot about.
Right.
Because that's not a thing.
Correct.
Right. But so maybe to make the comparison was bad, but I think it's sort of like that. That was a time period that
right.
That's basically all the music that you heard was from there or by them or whatever. Does that make any sense?
It does, but it also has the label now of the British Invasion. And when people hear that, those bands that you listed and others, I'm sure, come to people's minds. So like it's still got its years, but it also has its label, where I guess maybe enough time hasn't passed where this label hasn't truly been teased out yet.
Oh, this isn't going to be like anything on the order of that.
Yeah.
But I think the point is like all those bands sort of sounded the same.
Okay.
It was a sound that you were going for.
Okay.
And it was a sound at the time, right?
Now,
so
I'm
like
down with you.
This is much smaller. And so like, and to that, a lot of these bands, they like did partnerships and different projects and collaborated with each other.
Right.
So it's hard to tell the music apart.
Right.
From different bands.
Well, I think what you just kind of said demonstrated the song that we listened to, where what's his name from Korn was on the song.
Yeah, it was on the last segment.
Yeah,
from Videodrome.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like the lead singer, but typically he's not.
Right.
But like he knows those guys and he was already famous on his own. Like he doesn't need that. So it's either just for fun or like he's trying to help his buddy out that has a different band or whatever. Who knows?
Or they like the idea of blending their sounds, that, you know, what everybody brings to the table.
And I think it sounded good. And I think that song is different than what Videodrome ever did.
Can I just tell you?
You can tell me whatever you want.
Okay. Well, I'll tell everybody.
You can tell me you got to go.
Well, shortly. But, Now, I'm going to add Videodrome to my Apple playlist.
You should.
I'm going to.
It inspired me. Appreciate it.
Mike Willow. That's her name.
Oh.
Willow.
She'll be like, hey, have you considered a coffee recently?
I know.
You're like, I've been driving for 5 minutes.
You've hit the lane.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Mustard. What is it? What do you call it? Mustard,
keep
mayonnaise?
It between the mustard and the mayonnaise.
Yeah. Well, when I don't, she's the first to let me know.
Because you'll find the lettuce and then the ketchup.
Yeah. And then, but she's the first to let me know. Like, you've been on the rumble strips, girl.
I don't like that my car watches my eyes and where I'm looking.
Get back where you're going.
You seem distracted.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So anyway, Orgy Vague. I know we're kind of like, oh, orgy thing right now, but we are reviewing a record.
We are.
And we're rewinding it.
And we are. And it's the Punk Static Paranoia record.
Punk Static Paranoia. Static with a K.
So to recap, Mel gave Pure a check plus. Vague gets a check, which is good.
So you're going to have a skip.
Here it comes.
This is Beautiful Disgrace from the same record. I believe it's track 6. I could be wrong. Listeners, fact check me. I think this is like one of the heavier songs in this. And maybe that's... I don't know why you don't like it. It's not my business. That's your opinion. I like this, This never was one of my skips initially, like 20 years ago.
It's the screaming is part of why I don't like it. There he is, screaming, or somebody is. It's like,
isn't this the first record from Orgy to feature screaming?
Yes. Occasional screaming vocals. There they were.
That is not Jay Gordon screaming. So what makes it good to me is that the bass line is like the low B, right? And then his melodic voice is the same pitch as the bass line, and it makes sense. So all the fill that is in between the high and the low is the noise of the song, and that's what makes it good. Like, to me, it's just different.
It is different, and it's not, well, on my notepad, I have written yuck. But I'll
okay, and so it is.
But let me try to explain why it ended up with the rating of yuck. And part of it is, like, for whatever reason, the guitar is, like, attacking my ear. I don't like it. There's the screaming, which I never like. And then,
it's a busy song, I'll give you that. There's a lot going on.
And then, like, it's like the one part, the way it was sung, sounded like an effort to rap, like the way like the lyrics were presented, and there's the screaming again, so like I'm out as soon as
you're gonna hear that again, because right. That's the hook,
right?
But it's not Jay Gordon, it's someone else.
Yeah, when I hear the screaming, I immediately like shut down.
But you know what was out around the same time?
No.
That everyone loved that sounded very similar was Linkin Park.
It's what I couldn't think of the band name, but there was something about this album as I was listening to it that brought other bands' music that obviously I know.
So you think maybe
something about
maybe Punk Static Paranoia is kind of like a pioneer, even though I guess it was after the time of Linkin Park Hybrid Theory, which is their first record. But the way that Chester and Shinoda, they like switched off between harmony vocals and screaming, and they went back and forth, and like Shinoda's like a DJ, mostly Chester's vocalist, but RIP, shout out.
I mean, maybe.
But I think this is like maybe Orgy's attempt to do that, and they're maybe behind the eight ball, but I think it's in some ways is like better because it's them, and I knew them before Linkin Park. They came out of nowhere with Hybrid Theory and blew the roof off the dump of every record station, right?
Okay. Well, and I think that's...
And it had to be like 2001 or 2, maybe?
Well, I think if you're smart and you're in any game, whether it's music or whatever, you're paying attention to who's either making the money or finding the fan base, and you're going to try to do in your own style with your own talents.
Right, so there's three things that music is, right? First off, it's an art. And then it's a hobby, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then it's also a job. So, like, at the end of the day, like, these guys that have all these talent, and it doesn't matter what band you're in, but, like, and ladies, like...
Thank you.
You have to keep the lights on, right?
Yeah.
So, if you can use what you're given talents to do that, then do it. But you have to remain relevant, and then there's, you know, I don't want to get into the whole thing about the industry, but, like, they dictate kind of, like, what records are going to come out.
Right.
Because you got to get signed, because you didn't, then you can't keep the lights on. Then it's just a hobby, right? Right.
Yeah.
Kind of like this podcast.
Hybrid Theory came out in, I think, 2000.
Okay, so I was close.
I was just, fact checking.
That's fine. No, please do.
Well, and I had not even a guess. So, yeah, that album that you're referring to from Linkin Park was out in 2000. So this was 4 years after that.
So, trying to play catch up, I think.
Oh,
I mean, if I had to guess, or maybe it's just their own holy, but like...
No, they heard it somewhere.
You couldn't have escaped Linkin Park Hybrid Theory. And I can tell you there isn't one skip on that record either.
Well, maybe we'll talk about that sometime.
We will.
Oh, should I write it down?
Yeah. Okay. And listeners, check in. If you want to hear a Hybrid Theory review, we'll do it.
Okay. I'm going to write it down right now.
That's the rockrewindreview.com.
Hybrid. I'm writing.
Take Tylenol for any headaches, Motto for any cramps. Group words together to form sentences, top to bottom, left to right.
Oh, bands that have names.
Bands that have names that use letters.
Oh, good one.
Yeah. So.
So overall, can I just, I will probably never listen to this album again. That's just.
Why?
I mean, if it comes on, like I said in my.
You're never going to, it's not going to come on.
If I put on my Apple CarPlay and I put in like
Orgy
or that
the
or,
band
or a genre or something that relates to this, one of their songs will pop up. So what I'm saying is
it probably won't be from that record.
Probably not because it's not good. But overall, that's my opinion. I'm giving it a
8 songs, 50-50 shot, really, if it gets a banger or a miss, right?
Right. So I'm going to just say it's a thumbs down for me. If I have to thumbs up or thumbs down and I can't just it, then I'm going to thumbs down.
I'm kind of the same way. Like I like to put on a record that like I could just listen to the whole thing.
Right.
And if there's some song that's like, it's not that great, but it's not a skip per se.
Mm-hmm.
But I can let the whole thing ride. Like, I don't know, Metallica and Justice for All.
Okay.
But you got to be in the mood for that. That's not just like something you put on and drive to work.
No.
Otherwise, you'll get there 30 minutes before you need
it. Because you're all amped up, moving fast.
There's no skips. You'll get through 3 songs because they're 37 minutes long each.
Right.
Right. But no, it's good. And so we talked about Orgy.
We did.
The record was?
Punk Static Paranoia.
With a K.
Yes.
2 Ks.
2.
Right. So with that, I think we talked about this earlier in the last segment, but they got a new single out called Empty.
We did. We
Orgy.
Talked about it.
Empty.
Yep.
And I think their first show, they're going to be at the Whiskey. For those of you who know where that is, that's in Los Angeles, California. And that's March 24th, 2023. Doors at 6. Tickets available at
ticketweb.com. True.
You told me not to use .coms.
Oh, sorry. Well, not this one's okay. I'll allow this one. It's some of the other ones.
And those prices go anywhere. General admission is $25 starting, and then all the way up to $650 US or 75 million dinar.
So I guess it kind of depends on what kind of experience you want to have. Do you want to get in the door, or do you want?
Yeah, and I will say there's like 9 other bands on this bill that I've never heard of. So. Maybe you have. You could check it out for yourself. And that is ticketweb.com. Orgy. Empty. 3/24/23.
Also might want to book your flight if you're listening locally.
True.
Because it's going.
Or, well, it's the internet, so.
Right.
There's no local. But that's Los Angeles, California. It's the Whiskey A Go-Go. And that's 8901 West Sunset Boulevard, West Hollywood, California, WeHo. That's 90069.
Gotcha.
Right. So.
So that is that the end of Orgy?
I think that's this Orgy is concluded.
Oh, we have restarted.
We're gonna get everyone out of here. I got cleaners coming. Oh, it's a whole fucking thing. There's plastic everywhere. It's nuts.
Oh god.
Yeah. So I think we're gonna take a quick smoko. Oh, okay. And we're gonna be right back.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think that's okay. No.com.
Smokey.
Smokey.
Smoko.com.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We'll be right back. We got, what do we got coming up?
Jeopardy.
We got a little Jeopardy. I think we got, there's a new segment coming up. It's called Mel's Simple Pleasures. I'll tease it with that. She's going to bring it in, and we're going to be back right after this. Hey, guys, welcome back from a quick break. I'm still Jay.
I'm still Mel.
And you're still here.
I am.
All right. So we get a new segment coming up. This is Mel's idea. I'm on board with it. And it's going to be a surprise as much to me as it is to you.
And it's going to be quick. It's not anything that's going to take any amount of time. So,
are you sure?
Yeah.
All right.
It's hello. The title says it
hello.
All. Hello. Hello. The title says it all.
I guess it does. What is the title?
The title is Simple Pleasures.
Okay. So, without further ado, Simple Pleasures by Mel.
Yes.
Or what? How do you want to do it?
Yeah. So, with Mel? Simple Pleasures with Mel?
Another installment of Simple Pleasures brought to you by Mel.
Okay. So
Mel, take it away.
Okay, I will. Here I go. So, if you've listened to the show, I don't know, consistently or just spits and spats, you know that like cups and chapstick and things that I would consider simple pleasures make me really, really happy. So I was thinking today, yesterday, that the sunshine on my face is one of my simple pleasures. Just being outside and feeling the warmth on my face as we leave the winter behind and emerge into the new growth that is spring. So that's what I was thinking about this week, and that's my simple pleasure.
And that's been another installment of Simple Pleasures, brought to you by Mel.
Yes.
Sun on your face.
Simple pleasure.
Yeah. Maybe more complicated. Step it up next time.
Well, then I'll have to change the name of the fucking
pseudo simple pleasures.
Okay. All right. I'll step it up next time.
I don't know. If you guys like this segment, let us know. You know where to do it.
It's just a little.
Because I'm done shouting it out. Because nobody goes there anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I go there.
And it's blank.
No, it's not. TheRockRewindReview.com.
That's right. If you really want to let us know how much you care.
Uh-oh.
That's patreon.com/TheRockRewindReview. And if you need immediate rock assistance.
Well, then hopefully they voted for me because they're not going to get it.
Well, that's 667-755-1026. 667-755-1026. All right. So.
I guess now we're on to Jeopardy. Where Mel loses her ass. God.
I mean, the game isn't over.
No, it's not.
What do we got scores-wise?
Oh, here we
go.
Yep, the scores are...
Well, the listeners have to know in case they're just chiming in or just tuning in.
Okay. Jay has a...
That's me.
That's you. Has a positive $2,200.
Okay.
And at the other end of the spectrum, Mel has a negative...
Canceled.
Oh.
I don't know if you can say spectrum.
You can. Is Mel with a negative... $2,600.
So.
Killing it.
There's like a $5,000 gap there.
Anywho, the comeback can happen at any time.
Yeah, but.
I'm just letting you
feel
good.
On Celebrity Jeopardy, even if you're negative.
You're positive.
I think you still get like $1,000.
Right, for my charity.
For your charity. So what are you shouting out? What's your charity?
I'm going to go with the SPCA.
ASPCA?
Sure. Something to help animals.
Okay. Animal money.
Yes. That's where my...
And we'll translate the winnings from dollars to pennies.
Yes.
So if it's $2,400, you have that's 2,400 pennies, it's $2.40.
Yes.
So that's what we'll do.
Which is more than I have right now.
Right. And if, listeners, you want to increase that, that's patreon.com/TheRockRewindReview. Just to let you know.
I'll probably leave today and find more money on the street than I'm going to win.
Some of us are so lucky.
Well, not all of us can be as good looking as you.
Well, over on Patreon.
You troll.
Shout out. Yeah. Yeah, you started at the top of the show, fucking shots fired across the bow of peace.
Well, I don't want
And you're like, look at this fucking troll.
Well, I don't want you to be upset.
You don't have to look at him. Well, what an audio-only format.
And also, thank you for wearing the hat.
Well, it's winter in the Mid-Atlantic region.
I don't know.
I can't, for whatever reason, I could set my heat to like 85, and I'm looking at this thermometer right now.
He's actually looking.
It's 69.4 degrees, shout out.
Stupid.
But it's set to like 75.
I don't know. I got two shirts on today.
Yeah, two and a hat.
Two and a hat.
Two and a hat shirts.
Two and a hat. Two and a hat.
Mel's doing a weird...
I'm boogieing.
Oh, I was about...
You were going to call?
Yeah, I thought it was a stroke.
No, I've already had one of those and it wasn't here.
Ba-bum. That's true, it wasn't.
Ba-bum, bum, bum. I was in my 20s.
The horn 20s?
Well, I was doing some of that too.
Oh, shout out. Hey, if anyone out there thinks they need to be tested, please be sure to... contact your local medical facility from 20 years ago.
Hey, they don't have it by now. I think they're good.
Or they just don't know.
Oh, God. It's been hibernating.
All right, Jeopardy.
Yeah, let's move on from this.
What do we got? I'm pulling from the middle of the deck.
Maybe next segment is STDs with Mel? No, that's not good.
God. If there's something you want to share, you can share it at patreon.com. And we talked, what did we talk about earlier on there? You were talking about something a second ago?
Get my nails done?
No, it was after that. It was
my heartburn and getting old?
No, it was after that. It was like when we were on air.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Forklifts.
Right.
Oh, God. All right. I got to put my thinking cap on. I'm not wearing a hat, but I'm going to put my thinking cap on.
So I know everybody can't see, but I have my eyes closed.
True.
It's a one-a-day tearaway thing. What do you call them?
Page-a-day calendar.
Page-a-day. Thank you. I'm pulling from the middle of the deck with my eyes closed. I have no idea what's going on. This is not in any way rigged so Mel can't win this game. It's true.
I will.
Would you confirm that?
I will confirm that, yes.
Okay, so tons galore.
Oh God,
is the category.
Is it about me? Is the answer Mel?
How many forklifts? I'm kidding. See, the category is tons galore for 600.
Oh, okay.
Answer. Mostly copper and weighing just over a ton. It was cast for the Pennsylvania State House in the 1750s. I already know.
I mean, it's the Liberty Bell.
I think you're right, because that was my guess as well.
Uh-oh. Here comes the rip. Oh, that was a good one.
Question. What is the Liberty Bell?
Oh, my God. I just got $600.
But did we both get it?
No, because you didn't answer.
Well, you want me to just scream it out?
Yeah.
Before you?
Yeah.
That's okay. Well, new rules.
No, not new rules.
Okay. Well, here's your $600.
No. Make it rain.
Yeah. Well, it's on the floor.
Well, I'm at a negative 2,000 now.
Only?
Yeah.
Should I pull from the middle of the deck again?
Wherever you want.
I'm just gonna do the next one.
No, don't. I like it when the category switch. I just changed my vote. Go somewhere else. There you go. Thank you. Okay. Here it comes. Category.
Geographically speaking, for 1,000. That's a lot of money.
That is.
Anatomical term for the place where river empties into the sea. Delta.
Okay. It's right or wrong, it's yours. Let's pull that page, buddy.
Question. What is...
I think you pulled out more than one page.
No.
No? Okay.
Oh, I think I did. Hold on.
I think you did.
I did.
Oh, man.
It's the glue, because I didn't hear the rip.
Oh, man.
Here's the rip.
It's pretty silent.
Question. Oh, I was wrong. What is mouth?
Oh, how much was that?
It was 1,000.
Okay.
So but I think Delta would be acceptable, because it is.
That is not on the thing. Somebody's slapping around over there.
All right.
So now you're at a positive 1,200, because you just lost 1,000.
Middle of the deck.
Here we go. Category.
16-letter words for 1,200.
Gonna have to count before I even guess. All right, go ahead. For how many? How many dollars?
1,200.
Oh, shit. All right, go ahead.
Made popular in a 1982 Spielberg film, this word means originating outside of the earth.
I really have to count before I even open my mouth.
Extraterrestrial.
That's where I'm going.
Question. What is...
You pulled out more than one page again.
I did, because that doesn't make any sense. You want to know what the question I pulled out was?
Yeah.
So, made popular in a 1982 Spielberg film, this word means originating outside of the earth. I said extraterrestrial.
You did.
And the question was, what is counterterrorism? Acceptable counterterrorist. Actually, that was the wrong one. The question is, what is extraterrestrial?
You got it, but I was still counting. Well, I was at the T-E-R-R part when you shouted it out. So, you win. So, you're back. What is it? 1,200?
1,200.
Okay. So it is.
200 above. Did you want to do one more?
Okay.
Try to.
Well, can you stop ripping out extra pages?
I can try.
All right. You said that was 1,200?
Correct? Yeah, and here it is if you don't believe me.
I believe you. I don't need that, but thank you. I get it. You got it right.
$1,200.
I got it. You're back to $2,400.
Category.
Okay.
Famous speech. This doesn't have a dollar amount. Oh, because it's total weekly winnings.
Okay.
We're skipping ahead.
Yeah, we're just going at it.
What's an acceptable dollar amount for you?
I don't know. Just pick a page.
Museum Podge for $1,000.
Sweet.
Let me make sure I have just one. Now I have just one.
Okay.
Answer.
Okay.
The portfolio of this Chinese-American architect includes the West Wing of the Boston Museum of Fine Arts. Museum Podge for $1,000. The portfolio of this Chinese-American architect includes the West Wing of the Boston Museum of Fine Arts.
I don't even have, no. So.
I'm just going to go on a limb here and say.
Uh-oh. You know you're losing the dollars, right?
Well, that's true. So I could say nothing.
That's what I'm doing.
I can risk it, though.
You can, because you have, much more money than I do. Come on. You know how you play Yahtzee. You got to roll them dice.
I go all in.
Yeah. Come on.
I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
And I guarantee you.
It's probably going to be right, and then you're going to be mad.
And then I'm going to be mad.
And that's what happened to me with Leotard.
So there's no repercussions if I say my answer now.
Okay, so
the answer is closed.
So the time run out, right?
Boop, boop, boop.
Okay. Now you can say it without.
I was going to go on a limb and just say Wang. Because I like the word Wang.
We won't go into that. Just keep it moving.
Oh. Who is I am Pei? P-E-I.
No. Yeah, I see that. Nope.
Yeah.
No.
I would have lost.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, because all you wanted to do was say Wang. I went to prom. I went to junior.
Reasons.
Yeah. Hey. I went to prom with a boy. And okay, so my junior prom, his last name was Wong. Your Wang made me think of that.
Oh, I was like, is there some relevance here?
Yeah, your
Can
Wang.
You make it relate.
Your Wong. Or no, your Wang made me think of my Wong.
Yeah, I never went to prom, and you're always a bridesmaid, never a bride. So, with that said, I think that's a wrap, folks.
I think that's it, yeah.
I think that's it. Mel, you got some, you got anything you want to plug?
I would just like to say that I'm down, only down $2,000. Made a move there.
All right. So you got dinner with Half Cast tonight.
Yes, I do.
Where's that going to take place?
Oh, God. The Irish restaurant pub place right around the corner from our house.
From her house?
Whose name I can't,
okay.
Whose name I can't remember right now.
And that's not like a, we just don't want to say it on air. She just really can't remember.
I really can't remember.
But speaking of memorable restaurants from the past, I had an experience with the trolley stop. That we talked about on Mel's Music Goes Metal.
Yes.
And Mel went to that same trolley stop last night.
Yeah, yesterday.
Or
yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yesterday.
Yesterday afternoon. Yeah. Well, actually.
Or today afternoon.
No. Yesterday afternoon. Well, actually, we didn't end up stopping at the trolley stop because once I told the
person you were with.
Yeah, they were like, nope, not risking it. Not.
So you told the story.
Yeah, I told her. About
oh,
it.
So you didn't go?
No, we ended
up. Oh, I was looking for a trolley stop follow-up.
No, we went to the Manor Hill Tavern instead.
Oh, okay. And how was that?
No stabbings in the face or mouth. So
no?
It was very good.
No patty melts.
No, we avoided that.
Yeah, just avoid those all.
At all costs. No, don't want any of that.
All right. Well, I thought it was going to be a good trolley stop update, but I guess it's not.
Yeah, the update is don't go there still.
Manor Stone?
The Manor, Manor Hill Tavern. It's literally on a hill.
Yeah. Off 108 on Manor Lane. Yeah, no, exactly where it is.
Okay, well, now you can go.
I've been there before. Oh. Went to a celebration of life there.
It's yummy.
Shout out, Rick. Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
I think it's a wrap.
See you next week. Yeah, I'm rapping right now.
Yeah, me too. Like a sub. I gotta get some food.
Yeah.
All right.
I gotta get.
See you guys next time.
Yep. Good night.
All right,
bye.
Yeah, please get the fuck out of here.
Yep.
Adios.
Bye.